In his race for the White House, former Governor Jeb Bush has hit many bumps in the road, so he's tossing some new tires on the campaign bus. Under the new anthem of Jeb Can Fix It, Bush is trying to shake off some of the criticisms that have left him down in the polls. South Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Curbelo says he has no regrets about supporting Bush so early.
No, not at all. Look, I supported the candidate that I think is best prepared to be president of the United States, and he's now retooling his campaign. He's going to relaunch it, and looking forward to that.
Curbelo says he thinks Bush's new approach is the right one and can be effective.
They were running an air campaign, and now they're going to start running a ground campaign, and that's... You want to be president, I think that's the way you have to run. You know, a down-to-earth campaign where there's a lot of contact with voters and where the candidate shows that they can do door-to-door like those of us that run for House seats do.
Bush has already secured the endorsements from 11 of the 17 Florida Republicans in Congress, while Florida Senator Marco Rubio only has the backing of one. Bush's supporters say they aren't going anywhere, though. And while Curbelo won't take a direct shot at Bush's advisors, he does admit the former governor has gotten some bad advice.
Yeah, perhaps some assumptions were made that were off the mark. But look, he's got name recognition. He's got the resources that a campaign needs to succeed. You know, people who are writing him off are probably jumping to conclusions. Too early for that.
And while Bush is hurting of late, Rubio is feeling momentum pick up. This month, Montana Senator Steve Daines and Colorado Senator Cory Gardner tossed their support behind Florida's junior senator. Senator Gardner says his decision has nothing to do with Bush.
No, I think this is just about what we need for this country right now. Somebody who understands the everyday American struggle to make ends meet, to afford college, and somebody who's looking forward to an optimistic version of the future. And I believe Marco Rubio best represents the ideas, the plan, and that optimism that this nation needs.
Florida Republican Tom Rooney is Rubio's only congressional endorsement from the state. He also only has nice things to say about Bush, even as he's firmly behind Rubio.
It wasn't a hard choice for me because I know Marco and I've never met Jeb. I mean, I know he was a great governor when he was there, but I wasn't even in politics yet. So, I'm the same age as Marco and kind of got into politics around the same time.
But one problem confronting Bush and Rubio is that they're behind in the polls to Donald Trump and Ben Carson, even on their home turf. Rooney says that worries him.
Yeah, there's a lot of angst in the vote. I don't think that, we keep thinking that this is going to pass, and it doesn't seem to pass. I mean, you know, even the polls where Marco is rising, Trump is still where he was, or, you know, Carson.
South Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart says he's not worried about Trump.
Look, Trump is fun to watch. He's fun to watch. Ultimately, again, I think as people get more and more serious about looking at who's capable and who has the qualifications, the capability, and the chances to be president, other folks are going to come up. And I think the one who still is very likely to emerge is Jeb Bush.
Diaz-Balart also says it's too early to read into the ups and downs of polls.
I remember when everybody thought McCain was dead and when everybody thought that Romney was dead. And at this time, 4 years ago, I believe Gingrich would have been our Republican nominee.
Governor Bush may not be catching fire nationwide, but he's still got the support of the majority of Florida's elected officials in Washington. How long that support will hold out is anyone's guess. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.